Chieftain Metals is pleased to present its plans to resolve the long-term environmental legacy of acid water drainage at the Tulsiqua Chief Mine Site.
That's a promo video produced shortly after the Toronto-based company took over the Tulsiqua Chief Mine in 2010. It was the latest in a string of efforts to restart gold, silver, and zinc mining near the confluence of the Tulsiqua and Taku Rivers. The Canadian mine had developed in the early 20th century, but was abandoned in 1957. John Morris Sr. recalls commercial salmon fishing on the Taku River from the 1940s, when people in Southeast Alaska began to speculate about the mine upstream impacting the fish.
It was later on, like 1957, I think, that somebody finally said, you know, if you go up to the Tulsiqua Chief Mine, you're going to see that holding pond, and it's real orange, and there's a pipe leading out, and it's leaching right into the river.
Morris is a leader with the Douglas Indian Association, a federally recognized tribe in Juneau that's been working to get the mine site cleaned up for decades. Tlingit elders on the other side of the border have been doing the same.
Nothing has really been done. There was attempts to put in a treatment plant, which sort of went sideways. It didn't work.
John Ward is the elected spokesman for the Taku River Tlingit First Nation in Atlin, B.C. Ward is referring to a water treatment plant installed by Chieftain Metals. It operated for 9 months, but didn't work and was shut down in 2012.
Just because it didn't work, it doesn't mean that the pollution stopped. It still continues.
Chieftain Metals then ran into serious financial trouble. Losses were reported in the hundreds of millions for creditors and investors, and the company went bankrupt in 2016. It then missed several key deadlines set by BC regulators to address pollution concerns. Its main creditor, West Face Capital, has since taken charge of managing the site. Earlier this month, BC's ministry responsible for mining put a request for proposals for a private contractor to clean up the site. That's welcomed by Ward.
They are making some moves now, so that's good news.
Green groups like Rivers Without Borders have also been campaigning for BC to take action. Its Alaska rep in Juneau, Chris Zimmer, said the province apparently realizes that the mine won't ever be viable.
They don't want to face the risk of a third company going bankrupt. And so I think BC is now thinking, you know, to do the right thing, to get this monkey off our back, I think to show that we're a good neighbor, we've got to clean it up.
But Zimmer said his group and others will be watching closely to ensure the remediation is comprehensive. The mine's legacy left mineral sulfides exposed to air and water that's been generating acidic runoff for decades. The deadline for proposals is November 29th. A remediation plan wouldn't be submitted until late 2019, so work wouldn't start until 2020 at the earliest. Elders like John Morris said they've waited this long. They'll keep up the pressure.
We don't want to quit. We want to keep pushing to get this done. You know, I'm 78 years old. That was 61 years ago that mine had been shut down and contaminating the Taku. And that is one of the things that I put on my list to hopefully get done before I'm gone.
Governor Bill Walker had written to his counterpart in B.C. on October 31st, urging the premier to order the full reclamation of the Tulsiqua Chief Mine. His office released a statement Wednesday saying Alaskans won't be satisfied until B.C. follows through. Nobody from B.C.'s Ministry of Energy, Mines, and Petroleum Resources would go on record to respond to questions, but a spokesman issued a statement saying the province is committed to resolving the ongoing contamination and holding its owners, past and present, accountable. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.